Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. I will tell you this. I think I have one of Sadie's hairs on my eyebrows, but the dogs are in here actually sleeping right now. So this is why I have the door open, because they've all decided to come in and take a nap. So they probably will be with us for the duration of the broadcast. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. And to our moderators and Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We have a packed bunch to unpack, basically. So we have a lot to unpack here with prophecy and what the hey is going on the earth right now, because there is some stuff happening that is just like mind-blowing at the moment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up in prayer. We just have a couple of things to go over at the beginning, and then we're going to get right into what is going on that is basically explosive. And there's a lot of prophecy about this that has been given in the past couple of years. So we're going to talk about that as well with a couple of other things thrown in there that I was discerning as this was being put together. So let's open up in prayer. And then we'll get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we just ask this day that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood, and when that blood dripped onto the mercy seat, we were purchased, we were redeemed, and when Jesus Christ said it is finished, he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. We praise you, Lord, that he rose again in 3 days, and after appearing to many, ascended back into heaven, took his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate constantly, Lord, before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord. Father, that your power and presence would saturate the atmosphere, Lord, that your glory would go forth, your power, your authority would go forth. Father, fill us with all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us tonight, Lord. Lead and guide me in all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth in Jesus' name. Father, allow us the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, any plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, censorship, strategy, harm, or sabotage that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, weak, willing vessels, and the like would attempt against us, Lord, against this platforms, Father God, of Ark of Grace Ministries, Lord, against our lives. I apply the blood of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. I command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and it bound up and cast back to the dry places and the areas you have designated, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father. You are high and lifted up, Lord. You deserve all the glory, Father God, honor and praise. Let your name be glorified above all. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome to everybody jumping on this very important broadcast. Let's go over a couple things. So before we get into unpacking, this is a lot to unpack, the things that are happening, and we're going to try to give you the most up-to-date info that we have, and we are going to connect it to prophecies and what is going on. So before we begin with that, we have a couple things to show you first. We have some pictures from the sanctuary of some of our animals. This is Little Faith. I believe that's Little Faith, she has to be soaked every day. So she is the one whose legs are paralyzed in the back. And so the doctor who we use, who's wonderful, wants her soaked every day in a special solution to help with some things that are going on in her body. So our team has been doing that every day. And there she is getting her special soak. Oh, there's Noah getting his soak. Yep. So Noah has a tub in his dwelling and he loves to go in it and he loves to bathe. So they get lots of shots of him doing this and he really, really enjoys it. And there's Chester. Chester loves to play hide and seek with us and find new hiding places all over the house that we all have to go looking for him to find him. This is one of his napping places. And we have a few around the house of these different shapes. And he happens to absolutely love this one. And if you'd like to see more and get more updates about the animals, Ark of Grace Sanctuary has its own Facebook page. So you can go there, like and follow on Facebook, Ark of Grace Sanctuary. There are regular posts going out that are updating you about the animals and the happenings around the sanctuary. So go check it out if you can. And last but not least, our gala, our Ark of Grace Sanctuary gala. It is May 3rd, 2024 at the Lynx at Unionvale in LaGrangeville, New York. You can either go to, I believe it's under the events section of arcofgrace.org, and you can sign up there, arcofgrace.org/events. We would love to see you join. We are going to have a meet and greet with the animals. They will be coming to the gala from 5 to 6 p.m. So yes, we will have some of the animals from Ark of Grace for you to actually meet and interact with. So we are looking forward to seeing you. You can also use Venmo as well for the tickets. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So now let's get into this. Let me get my notes up because there is a lot here to cover of what has been going on. And I've been pulling prophecy as this is happening because, well, this is kind of like a big deal. I'm just trying here to pare down my notes here so we can get started. So we're going to cover the DOJ. We're going to cover the First Lady of France, who may not be a lady, and we're going to be covering that as well. We even have something in here about P. Diddy, amongst other things. So buckle up. Here we go. We're going to begin. So September 13th, 2022, this is the DOJ first, the Department of Justice. This was the word. So this word is a year and a half old. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the papers will not, capital, be in order. The cords of the wicked shall be frustrated. Their briefs shall be frustrated. Their cases shall not be in order and shall be missing key documentation. And as they push more and more to bring forth an indictment, it shall turn, and that indictment shall fall upon members of the Department of Justice, as it is so named. I, the Lord thy God, have sent holy angels to write the word justice is served in capitals upon the doorpost in areas where those attempting to hunt down not only political opponents, but ones who have seen what they are doing. And it has been written above the posts and the doors and the control rooms and the legal areas. And now I shall send my angelic army forth to look for that writing and where it resides. Those shall be struck, removed, sudden retirement, and sudden falls from positions shall occur as I, the Lord, am sweeping my justice, that's capitalized, through the Department of Justice. And you shall see an emergency at the Pentagon as their plans for an even greater terror to the American people and those speaking truth fall short. And the Pentagon is shifting, says the Lord of hosts. Watch the embassy in this hour. Hold on. Watch the embassy in this hour, says the Lord. Your own government is going to willfully and purposely through proxies attack the embassies as a distraction and a message that your people are not safe overseas. However, that's capitalized, says the Lord. the blood of Benghazi and what is attempted at the embassy shall explosively come to the surface as their plans are unraveling, as even the Department of Transportation is involved in moving weapons undercover, says the Lord of Hosts, in what appears to be construction trucks. So this is September 13, 2022. This is given. Now, there is another one. So, and we're going to show you both one after the other. But September 25th, 2023, in a word given from the Lord, and says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, around the time of what you call Christmas, there shall be a sharp maneuver in the United States government, a very capital sharp maneuver, says the Lord. And there shall be a shakeup, even panic, says the Lord, screaming in the halls of Congress, says the Lord, for January must be rectified, says the Lord. It must be rectified. Okay, so we're going to show you first the January 6 articles that have come out. And then we're going to play the video for you from the DOJ. January 6 committee allegedly suppressed testimony showing Trump admin pushed for National Guard presence. So this is quite... what's the word I'm looking for here? Explosive, that this is coming out now, showing that they did suppress what really happened on January 6th and that the National Guard really was requested before then. And so basically the January 6th committee has suppressed quite a bit here that now is beginning to come out, because the Lord said in September, January must be rectified. This is the beginning of the rectification that is coming, the enormous rectification of what happened that January. So we wanted to show you that. Now for the Department of Justice, that word given from the Lord, September 13, 2022, we're going to play the video of Mr. Herr's testimony, who suddenly resigned from the DOJ.
Mr. Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major, in his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
This gentleman, part of the DOJ, suddenly resigned and testified before a committee about what he witnessed and others witnessed that was happening with Joe Biden, not only his mental capacity and how diminished it is, but also that he had classified documents. Remember they raided Mar-a-Lago over this? Well, he had classified documents in his home and they knew it. And this is why January 6th, and the DOJ and what is going on has to be rectified, because this is something that is just, we're scratching the surface here of what is going to happen with the DOJ and the amount of resignations, sudden resignations, because you know what's happening right now? The Titanic is about to reach impact. And those that are seeing this are jumping ship right now to try to get off it before it hits the iceberg, because it's about to hit the iceberg and they see it. So this is the beginning, I believe, of numerous key resignations at the DOJ, the Pentagon, and other departments. Key resignations. This is the beginning of this happening, because the writing is on the wall and those that see it right now are bailing. Okay. Now I'm going to read this to you. This is going to get better as we go along, because there's just some stuff tonight that I am just shaking my head at, but let me read to you March 1st, 2024. This was in flow in Louisiana. When the Spirit of the Lord hit me, I prophesied for 12 minutes straight. And this is an excerpt from that word. And it has to do with this. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, is my arm too short that it cannot reach? Is my hand too short that it cannot save you? Come unto me humbly, says the Lord. The grace period, says the Lord, is thinning with leadership in your nation, with leadership in Israel, says the Lord. The grace period is thinning. Humbly come unto me now and surrender before they physically come for you to destroy you. Not destroy what you've built, destroy you, says the Lord. For that is set in their sights, and the ancient ones, says the Lord, that have been released from the abyss in this hour are going to bring an outcry against the people of God. Thus says the Lord, I have equipped you with every good and perfect gift that comes from above. I have given you your weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God. Not through man, through God, to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. And I have equipped you for this, and I have equipped you to stand before my throne, says the Lord, and petition my courts, and use the power and authority I have given you to issue judgment against that spirit, says the Lord, where it has to let go of the heart of this nation. For, says the Lord, this nation needs a heart change. It needs a heart transplant, says the Lord. The soul of this nation has been in torment, and I allowed it, says the Lord. I allowed it. I allowed it to wake my people from their slumber. I allowed it to bring the army of the living God into order, and I allowed it to mobilize you as my people to bring forth one of the greatest victories in your history. In your history, Louisiana, because I'm in Louisiana, he starts talking to them, and your history, America, to bring forth a great spiritual victory that will cause the high places to come down and will cause the highest courts in the land to get into order with my agenda, that will cause the Supreme Court of Louisiana to rule on monumental cases the way I, the Lord, say it should be ruled. For I, the Lord, am grabbing a hold of the heart of the judges, and I will take their hearts of stone, and I will bring forth hearts of flesh, and gentle, humble spirits will come out of some of them, says the Lord. And others who refuse and stand in their defiance and stand indignant in their status, their seat shall give way, says the Lord. And there shall be yet another replace, says the Lord. For I am King of kings and the Lord of lords. I raise kings up and I bring them low. I raise up shepherds and I bring them low. And I, the Lord, have brought forth an appointed time around the month of August, he says, around the month of August, for an overturning of the wicked tables that have exchanged America like a slave on the chopping block, that has enslaved the people, that has oppressed the areas. Around that time, says the Lord, the table of that money changer shall be overturned, says the Lord. It shall be flipped, it shall be overturned, and their transaction canceled, says the Lord. For in the darkness they are moving about, attempting to bring forth another bidder, says the Lord, another bidder for your highest seats. And they are attempting to bring that big bidder forth out of the shadows, says the Lord. And they shall bring it forth, and you, my children, you shall discern because of my word and because what is being spoken forth this day, you will discern, says the Lord, the enormous switch they are attempting to do to put the enemy's idol and the enemy's puppets and the enemy's trophies in the highest seats. Now, I'm reading this one to you because given what this resignation means at the DOJ and what just happened, there is more coming like this. There is a bait and switch. There is more coming like this. And there are those they are attempting to bring forth. The Lord is warning at the end, forth out of the shadows to bring them forth. But you're going to discern because of this word. You will discern it when it happens, is what he's saying. So keep that in mind, given that everything that was hidden about January 6th, these documents apparently that the committee suppressed are beginning to come out, and what's happening at the DOJ, because both super important. This isn't going to be the first high-up resignation of the DOJ that we are going to see over the next 8 or so months. So keep that in mind. Now, for this next one, I have to take you back to 2017. Yes, 7 years ago. So there were words that I gave 7 years ago because there is something very heinous going on with P. Diddy. Now, why does that matter? It matters because the Lord said the grace period has thinned. The joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh has entered into the earth. This is the season for this stuff to happen. So I'm going to read to you from January 30th, 2017 first, and then June 15th, 2017, and then December 14th, 2022, because as things get closer, sometimes the Lord gives more detail. January 30th, 2017. Hollywood and other areas of California, as well as leaders in New York, are going to sorely regret shaking their fists and openly challenging the will and sovereignty of Almighty God. Satan's little trophies have run their mouths, and it will be right into the gutter. Watch these two areas, California and New York. Hollywood is about to be doled out very heavy consequences for their little cult. This is back in 2017, and for influencing the minds of the next generation. The Lord thy God has had enough. Satan's pulpit will be silent, says the Lord. For many have attempted to challenge, and now I meet that challenge, says the Lord of hosts to you this day. For these mere men and women will not stand in the way of my plan, says the Lord. They are injecting anarchy and deviance into the minds of the young and vulnerable, says the Lord. This is going to stop, says the Lord, for I am making Hollywood a heifer and a laughing stock, says the Lord. Very, very strong words here. And it also says Hollywood will be put in their place, for they shall not touch who I have ordained, and they shall no longer mock my people without heavy consequences, says the Lord. So this is January 30th, 2017, I give this, right? Before Harvey Weinstein comes out, before any of this happens, this word is given. June 15th, 2017. Again, the Lord mentions Hollywood. Now this is, and I said back then, this is strongly worded. I'm just going to warn you. The Lord said, that whorehouse of Hollywood, says the Lord, full to the brim of spiritual and physical harlotry. Hollywood will keep experiencing heavy blows. So now this is back in June 15, 2017, after the January 30th prophecy. Fast forward to December 14th, 2022. Okay. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the spirit of hopelessness, death, and the spirit that resides over suicide has gone out into the areas of Hollywood as those who have been involved in the darkest of things secretly. Those that have been involved in the darkest of things secretly, the walls are closing in, says the Lord of hosts. And the spirit has gone out to take prey, to attempt to give more power to its master, for its master's interests are in danger, says the Lord. They are in danger. The world of fashion, with your bubbling perversions and your heinous deeds, shall be raked over. The exposure of one is just the beginning of the tables being turned over. And then it goes on to say, Italy shall be exposed as having a hand in puppeting the corrupt things that these names do, as the cesspool shall reach Rome, says the Lord. Rome, and he capitalizes that. Now, there is an enormous story that is breaking about P. Diddy. Diddy's, quote, love producer Lil Rod accuses him and associates of sexual assault and illicit behavior. Producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones has filed a bombshell lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs, accusing the embattled media mogul of sexually harassing and threatening him over more than a year, as well as securing footage of Diddy and several of his associates that were involved in illicit behavior. He's filed a $30 million, 70-page lawsuit where he names other people, including Lucian Charles Grange, and former Motown Records chief executive. So this is a bombshell lawsuit. Now remember, P. Diddy has a fashion line. He has a fashion line too. And the fact this is coming out now, you see, all of this is happening amidst a very kind of runaway train liberal temperature in Washington, D.C. And these things happening one after the other, we have to remember, are happening in this temperature. Why? Because God is not bound by space and time. He's not, he doesn't need somebody conservative in office to expose these people. And that's the point he's making. Because the grace period has thinned, and the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh, has gone out into the earth. And what's happening now is they, remember the Lord had said in a word recently, he was weighing the matters of men and their wage would be paid for what they have done. And he just talked about it, December 2022, about, now listen to what he says here, December 14th, 2022. And this spirit has gone out to take prey, to attempt to give more power to its master, for its master's interests are in danger, says the Lord. Its master's interests are in danger. They are in danger. The world of fashion with your bubbling perversions and your heinous deeds shall be raked over. So back in December 14, 2022, the Lord is warning that these interests are in danger, right? Because why? Because the time was coming where the wage had to be paid in this season. We are also in the month of March. What happens at the end of March? Purim from the book of Esther, right? Where a divine reversal happens and the wicked, Haman, are judged. They are exposed and they are judged. So it is no mistake that this is happening in the month of March for this very reason. Because I noticed that around Purim, the time of Purim, people like this tend to get exposed. Why? Because the justice of Yahweh has gone out into the earth. That's why. And we are approaching in about 9 days Purim. So it is no mistake that this has broken now on the heels of the Jewish holiday, where high officials and those in high seats and those with power are judged and fall. This is why I'm showing you this, because it's in every arena. This is why we're going through all of this, because this happens in every arena right now, including Hollywood. So it's not only happening with the White House, it's not only happening with the government, it's not only happening with the court system, it happens and it reaches into Hollywood, into governorships, into other nations. It reaches right now. So this is why I wanted to show you this, because this is super important that this is breaking right now amidst the heels of Purim and in the temperature we're in the nation. It's kind of like the same way when Roe v. Wade was overturned. Biden, right, is in the White House. The Lord doesn't need somebody conservative in the White House to start turning the tables over on these people. Right? Because they come at his appointed times. And this is an appointed time for this. So super important, the timing of this. And this is why I wanted to share this with you, because, and just get into this a little bit. Now, the next thing we're about to get into, there's quite a bit of prophecy on this, and this is the only reason I'm covering this, because the First Lady of France, or should I say the first man who made themselves a woman of France, has been exposed. Now, there is a ton of evidence for this. This is not just a rumor. This is deep. This has roots. All right, there is a lot of in-depth reporting. I was reading it myself that has happened on this matter. Now, let's go over the prophecy first, and then we are going to try to methodically go through with you what is really going on here. Because this, once again, why is this happening? Because the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh, has gone out into the earth. And France was one of the nations that God named for this to happen. So let's get into this, and then we're going to methodically break this down with you. And it took me a couple of days to do this broadcast because I had to get all the prophecy ready that has already gone out about this. So let's see here where we're going to begin. December 8th, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, There are those who I, the Lord, have planted in the House, Capitol, in the Senate, Capitol, in my House, Capitol, even in the White House, that's Capitol. They have been strategically positioned in this hour to stop the cloak of darkness they have prepared for the nation. Now, this is the first part of the word, Francis the Second. The sinister plot in the inner room where it was birthed, says the Lord, and those I have raised up and positioned shall become the voices of wisdom in this hour to sway the people even more. For the voice of wisdom shall supersede the voice of confusion. This goes with what's coming out right now in France. The voice of wisdom shall supersede the voice of confusion as another false light goes out in the media, as their foundation crumbles before them. The eye, says the Lord, the eye. Just watch for who carries that symbol in this hour, for as they have smeared and attempted to tarnish and stain the image of those who are speaking the truth, so shall they in this hour be smeared with the filth and scandal and shame they have so sowed into others. For their bumper crop of such is coming in, says the Lord, well into 2023. You shall see this occur, for the pendulum is now swinging the opposite direction, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch France in this hour. And a shrewd maneuver with leadership, as they have held hands with Italy, and an inner supporting wall shall fall within the Vatican that shall greatly affect leadership in France. That spirit that so influenced Napoleon is attempting a triumphant return. However, says the Lord, the people of France are becoming more restless, being yoked by the dark. And a movement will suddenly, capital, spring forth from France. As a geyser so springs forth, so shall this occur in France, and shall be a catalyst for other nations in Europe. For the time shall draw near for the running of the bulls. That happens in Spain. And there shall be a stampede, as even Switzerland shall draw a line. Denmark as well, says the Lord. There shall be a major world event that comes forth from that nation that shall steer directions in Europe, says the Lord. Now, this is December 8th, 2022. Once we get to March 22nd, 2023, we're going to go a little backwards here. This is where you're going to see this unfold. But July 7th, 2021 says, beware, says the Lord thy God, this day of leadership of France bearing gifts, for it is a Trojan horse, says the Spirit of the Lord this day. There are Trojan horses in this hour that shall present themselves. Ready yourselves, O leaders of this nation, to identify these Trojan horses and destroy them and reject them instead of letting them into your people. Do not make agreements with such in this hour. Now, jump to March 22nd, 2023. All capitals. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, capitals, I am God, there is no other. My eyes wander to and fro throughout the earth, and I, the Lord, am looking at France. I am looking at Macron. I see the scandal, says the Lord, enormous, will shake the foundation of France and the socialist principles it is built upon, for he is a front man for another, with ties that bind to the Vatican and to the World Economic Forum, says the Lord. Those two will attempt to merge and create one organization, says the Lord. The Vatican so shall attempt to merge with a forum and create a new entity. It shall fail, says the Lord, for it is built upon godlessness and self-indulgence. They think their thinking has ascended. Instead, it shall descend even further in the pits of brimstone, says the Lord. So the Lord says he sees the scandal. He's looking at Macron. He sees the scandal. A scandal is going to come forth that shakes the foundation of France. Okay. Now, one more. We have a few more here to go through with France, because we have to go through all of these, and then we're going to get into what's going on here, because an enormous scandal is coming out of France. Okay. May 26, 2023. Thus says the Lord, there are three lines being drawn in your nation, the east, the west, and the central part of your nation. Three lines are being drawn, and events shall happen in threes, says the Lord, in thirds. I, the Lord thy God, have issued a judgment on a scroll of gender agendas. That scroll is being taken into the earth, says the Lord. And the biggest scandal and hit to their agenda shall cause a gaping hole deep into the soil of their movement, and it shall expose who has been hiding under the cover of rainbows. For there are serpents that have moved underground and dragon suits worn, as well as a Roman that is funneled underground to such. They have a window, says the Lord, a small window to repent, to turn to me and free them of the captivity of such perverse spirits. For perversion attempts its next slither, and you shall see a faction of the pulpits stand with the serpent, and they shall be connected by a common thread of weakness that was in their midst. However, I, the Lord thy God, am grabbing that serpent by the tail and whipping it out and casting it back to the deserts from which it came. Yes, the deserts, capital, says the Lord. Those who in their religious beliefs speak against such who are of the Middle East have been feeding this serpent of perversion in America. And the pulpits shall be split in two and stages fractured and a stepping down of many capital, including in Oklahoma, says the Lord, Texas, Arizona, says the Lord. The Bible belt shall put on the belt of truth once again, says the Lord. Now, this is all capitals, the rest of this. For I, the Lord thy God, am truth, and my truth shall be put in the mouth of my people. Victory shall come from truth, not from outmaneuvering the enemy, for that will tire you before the finish. Truth as a sword is what shall gut the full belly of lies of the nation that they have gorged themselves on. And three in Congress and two in the Senate shall be involved in such scandal with a cover-up and with deals with nations who despise America. The draw shall come up, it shall be exposed, and Congress shall be turned over, and what is on the bottom shall come to the top, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, what is sacred to me, they have violated what is sacred to me. They have defiled. And I, the Lord thy God, have allowed such occurrences for a season to fill their cup of iniquity, to reveal unto the people, so they call on Almighty God, the Lord of hosts. However, they have touched and damaged what is sacred to me, and there is a wage for such, and those wages must be paid now, says the Lord. You shall see such occur, the wage for their grave sins. For I, the Lord thy God, shall retrieve back what is sacred to me for the sake of covenant, for the sake of Israel, for the sake of my people who serve me. You shall give the covenant back, says the Lord. It is not yours. And the one who sits in the highest offices shall stumble in a bed of roses as the eclipse of your White House begins. Call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Behold, I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, says the Lord of hosts. Now, I decided to read the whole thing, but the top part of it about the gender agendas. I, the Lord thy God, have issued a judgment on a scroll of gender agendas. Keep that in mind. He's issued this judgment on that scroll, May 26, 2023, and had it taken into the earth. Okay. September 25th, 2023, the Yom Kippur word. Believe and trust in me, that's capitalized, that the chains are ready to break in South America, and we enter the days of awe. You shall see a bilateral move in Canada that reaches across to France. Watch the French leadership in this hour and what gets turned on its head. So far we have the Lord warning last March that there was a scandal that was going to come out of France that was going to shake the foundations of France. He says he put a judgment on a scroll of against gender agendas and sent it into the earth, right? Then he says, September 25th, 2023, watch the French leadership in this hour and what gets turned on its head. Okay, let's continue. November 18th, 2023, and says the Lord of hosts, I, the Lord and creator of heaven, I, the Lord, am creator of the heavens and the earth, and what is seen and what is unseen. And this day, I, the Lord, make a decree, all capitals, and says the Spirit, the Lord thy God is making a proclamation from his throne. Hear ye the inhabitants of the nations. Hear ye the leadership in America, in France, in Canada, in Israel. Thus says the Lord thy God, the righteous judge, who changes not, neither sleeps nor slumbers. You leaders have allowed in Babylon. You have allowed the wicked officials of Babylon to walk across your borders. You have allowed the rulers of the darkness and the vipers that oversee the drug trade to bring their potions, intoxications, incantations, idolatrous behavior across your borders. You, O leaders, have allowed this. You have allowed the ways of Babylon. You have welcomed in perversions to set up their hubs. The butchers of the cartels, the butchers of Hamas, the butchers of the medical industry. You have allowed them to set up their stations. And now I, the Lord thy God, shall begin to tear them down. Okay, last one. And then we're going to get into what happened. December 11th, 2023. And thus says the Lord. This joy, capitals, shall be written in areas of the earth. Joy meaning justice of Yahweh. There are areas of the earth marked for this joy. O Israel, O America, O France, O England, O Venezuela, O Mexico, O Arizona, O Michigan, O New York, O California, O Oregon, O South Africa, O China. They are marked for joy. Justice of Yahweh, to come and double shall come to the capital of your nation, says the Lord, to Tel Aviv, to those places that have plotted and hatched the blood spilled and the perversions. You see, the justice of Yahweh is coming to pass into your next year, says the Lord. So the Lord is marking 2024, especially for this. Okay, now, let's go over what happened, because a major scandal has broken in France that has a lot of depth, that has a lot of roots to it. This isn't just rumor, but it is looking like the First Lady of France, Brigitte, is really not Brigitte. She is Jean-Michel or John Michael. So the First Lady of France is really the first man of France, who has been posing as a woman all of these years. And this is shaking the foundations of France. And this has broken, and there's a lot of depth to this reporting. This isn't just somebody passing it along. This is in-depth reporting that has gone on with these reporters from France. So let me go over the talking points for this, because we're going to try to break down for you what happened and how they discovered this. Because this is the scandal the Lord was talking about, I believe, last March, when he started talking about that he saw the scandal, and he's looking at Macron, he said, and that this scandal would come out that would shake the very foundations of France. Okay, we're going to try to break this down for you and make this as non-confusing as possible, because there's a lot here. Okay, let's put it up, and I'm going to read it to you. Because there are 10 points here from these in-depth reporters, and I read the report. It is in-depth. We will put the link on the blog for you to go read the report yourself. Okay, it says, from Jean-Michel to Brigitte Trudeau, lies at the Elysee. Okay, now that is actually the pressibus.org, that has, we will put it up, but that contains the information. Number one, are we sure that Brigitte Macron was born and raised male? Yes. In 1977, a transsexual calling herself Veronique was interviewed on television. The audio comparison of her voice with that of a recent interview of Brigitte Macron proves that it is the same person. Without going as far as this scientific proof, everybody can realize it by listening to the juxtaposition of the two voices. And they actually, in the reporting, you could hear it. You could listen to the two voices. Number two, is Brigitte Trudeau married Macron, the same person as her brother Jean-Michel? Yes. Jean-Michel Trudeau was born in 1945, had indeed a sister, Brigitte, born in 1953, but she died young in 1961. They are therefore two different people. The wife of Emmanuel Macron is not this Brigitte. She is Jean-Michel, or John Michael, who usurped or reincarnated the identity of his sister, whose death had not been declared or was erased. It is from about 1984 that Jean-Michel, John Michael, used the identity of his missing sister, thus having her identity card, her social security number, etc. Number three, is Jean-Michel Trudeau the father or mother of the three Ozier children? Since he was born male after the birth of his youngest daughter, Tiffany, around 1984, after having taken the identity of his sister, Brigitte, he passed himself off as their mother. So Jean-Michel had children with, he had a best friend that was in, that worked with him, who had a niece. Apparently the niece gave birth to these children. And so he did father them, but then took on the identity of Brigitte, who is supposed to be his dead sister, if that makes any sense. Number four, what about Brigitte Macron's first marriage to André-Louis Ozier in 1974? Is it both real and fictional? Fictitious because the bride was deceased and the groom was imaginary. Real because it was registered in the registry office without verification of identities. We have the proof by comparison of handwritings that the bride of 1974 was not Brigitte Macron. We know who played the role of the groom and the bride. Number five, who is the mother of the three Ozier children? Brigitte Ozier. In 1975, 1977, and January of 1984, dates of birth of the three children, Sebastien, Laurence, and Tiffany Ozier, Jean-Michel has not yet assumed the role of their mother. He is not married to her either. In 1980, he even got married with another woman from whom he had two children, born in 1982 and 1984. What became of the mother of the three children? One does not know. The secret is well kept. After January 1984, it seems that Brigitte Niozier lived in Croy or Lily under another name. Now, this is a different Brigitte that Jean Michael had these kids with, fathered them, and then took on the identity of his dead sister, Brigitte, and pretended to be their mother. Okay? If you're tracking with me here. At this time, we only have three signatures and her wedding photo. Who imagined such a scenario? Jean-Louis Ozier, this uncle of Brigitte Ozier, a friend of Jean-Michel's, had a father and a brother in the secret services. He often uses his middle name André to duplicate himself. This led him to invent André-Louis Ozier, the fictitious husband of the deceased Brigitte, who is Jean-Michel's dead sister. Was the Trudeau family complicit? Or Trudeau family complicit? Yes. Parents, brothers, and sisters were all affected by Brigitte's death in 1961. They were understanding when one of them, tormented by gender dysphoria, brought her back to life. A pact of silence was established. The three Ozier children also adhered to it. Is the Trudeau family photo from the 1950s doctored? No, except perhaps in the margins. It shows the parents and their six children, which we'll show you in a moment, in the fall of 1954. Is all this legal? No, it is prohibited to impersonate a deceased person whether or not the death has been declared. My goodness, that was a lot. Okay, here's the photo. Now, all the way to my left, it could be your right, there is a little boy. That is Jean-Michel. That is John Michael. The little girl on the mother's lap is Brigitte, who died. Jean-Michel then takes on the persona of Brigitte. Okay. Now, they use software for this to prove this also. So that we have this. This was all in the report. So as you can see, we have a picture of Brigitte Macron and Jean-Michel. And they use this special software to do this, but they identified Now I'm going to show you the ears because the ears give it away in a minute, but they basically used it to identify that they are the same person, that because it would be very easy for Brigitte Macron right now to bring out her brother and say, no, I'm not a man. This is my brother, Jean-Michel. Here we are. We're having a press conference. This is why it's dangerous to believe rumors. Nobody has produced John Michael. Nobody. Nobody has produced John Michael in a press conference. John Michael and Brigitte have not been filmed walking together and talking to reporters saying, no, no, we're really two different people. It would be very easy for Brigitte Macron to produce childhood photos of herself that are actually teenage photos of herself, you know, photos of herself in her early 20s. Would be easy for her to produce these things. Nada has been produced. This is the problem. Now, here's where we're going to show you the ears. Okay. Now look at the ears, because the ears are what give this away. Not only the nose and the mouth and the shape of the eyes and the eyebrows, because it's all the same. And Jean Michael was not a fraternal twin because obviously from that family photo, Brigitte was much younger than him. And so they used all of this software to identify this. And the reporters who were digging into this were actually threatened by the police while they were digging into this to stop digging into this. And then they were arrested. And one of them, I believe, was charged with invading Brigitte Macron's privacy. Not libel, not slander, not harassment, invading her privacy, which is a very strange charge. And they were given a symbolic fine, I believe, of $1,000. Now there's more to this. We're going to post to you so you can go look at the evidence for yourself. But there is a lot to unpack in the reporting on this that they did. But so far, Jean-Michel has not produced himself. Brigitte Macron has not produced any expansive photos to prove her childhood. And to make this more convoluted, Manuel Macron met Brigitte Macron when he was only 15 years old. Because the age of consent in France is apparently 15. He was 15, and I believe Jean-Michel or Brigitte, whatever they were at the time, was 39. Huge age gap. And now he's 46 and she's 70, but they think she's lying about her age and she's really older than 70. Or she is older than 70. And this is another thing that's come out, is the fact that he was 15 when they met, I believe Jean-Michel was a teacher at the school. And I don't know if Jean-Michel became Brigitte yet, but met Macron when he was 15 years old. So we're talking to, right? As far as United States law, you've got statutory, you've got pedophilia, you've got all of these things going on here. And so I purposely went and looked at this because when the Lord had given me this word about this scandal that was going to come out of France and what it was going to do, and that he had issued judgment on a scroll of perversion agendas and it was going into the earth. Now this happens. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen from this. This is where it gets even more interesting. The Pope, who Macron is very friendly with, and I mean very, is somehow going to be seen as complicit in this with the French leader and helping to not only cover it up, but to try to normalize it to be accepted. The Vatican knew, and I'm going to show you how they knew. The Vatican tried to get ahead of this because look what they did November 2023. So December, January, February, March, just 4 months ago, I'm going to show you a news article. Look what they did. The Vatican says transgender Catholics can be baptized following years of critical statements about trans people by Pope Francis. In a document approved by Pope Francis, the Vatican declared transgender Catholics can be baptized, become godparents, and be witnesses at Catholic weddings, a notable shift in tone following years of statements made by both Pope Francis and Pope Benedict, I don't know, what is it, the 16th maybe? It's an X, a V, and an I, opposing gender ideology and the recognition of transgender people in the church. So this happens in November after years of not allowing this. Pope Francis, at the beginning of November 2023, says now he's going to suddenly allow it, right? So just 4 months before this scandal breaks, the Pope, who's very cozy with Macron, changes his tune and tries to set forth a policy of inclusion in the Catholic Church for transgender people. Now, they tried to get ahead of this. What I think is coming is the Vatican is going to be wrapped in scandal because of this. And I'm willing to go so far to say that this Pope will end up stepping down or suddenly disappearing. That this is now, we have entered the major unraveling here of this. Because the Pope suddenly changed his tune 4 months before this broke. Don't tell me they aren't complicit in this and didn't know about this and suddenly changed it. Why? To try to get ahead of this. And I'm telling you, this is the unraveling that we are going to watch of this Pope. Because he is very cozy with Macron. Very. And watch what happens. Now, remember the Lord talked about France and a Trojan horse too? Beware. It's a Trojan horse. These were all things pointing at all of this. And the problem is, this is not going away. In fact, it's picking up more steam because of the evidence. It is quite credible at this point. And what makes it even more damning is the fact that Brigitte Macron won't produce Jean-Michel, her brother, and come have a press conference together and say, see, we're different people. Or see, here's all pictures from me in my early years, in my teenage years, in my 20s. Here's pictures of me. Here's a whole collage for you to go through. None of that is being done. All that's happening is they're coming out and labeling anybody who is giving credence to this a conspiracy theorist, a right-wing nut. I have to tell you, those are buzzwords for it's probably true. That's what that's a buzzword for. That's what it is. When they start going conspiracy theorist, right-wing nut, and these things of that nature, you know this probably has weight to it. And that is exactly what Macron is coming out doing and exactly what they're coming out doing. Now, we're going to go into what the Bible says about this in a minute because we have to bring this back to the Word. We have to bring this crazy mess that these people have created because they serve their father, the devil, back to the Word in a moment. But back in June 6, 2023, which interestingly enough, they call Pride Month. The Lord showed me, and I perceive it to be the Lord because I would never think of anything of this on my own, what the transgender movement was really about, and it was hidden in their spelling. The word transgender, what it means, and it's an acronym. The word transgender is an acronym, and it means to redesign and negate sex, genetics, education, negating DNA, embryos, and race. The Lord showed me this, that transgender is an acronym for this. To redesign and negate sex, genetics, education, negating DNA, embryos, and race. That is no accident. That is no accident. You see, this is what it's about right here. That's what it is. They want to alter down to the genetics what God has made and set in place. And they want to play God and take it and negate it and alter it in every way they possibly could. And Macron knew if he was with Jean-Michel, John Michael, he probably may have not become the president of France. So Jean Michael, a long time ago, became Brigitte. Apparently, his dead sister that he took on the entire likeness of. And this story just keeps getting deeper and deeper. The media is having a meltdown over this. First of all, they're having an absolute meltdown because this is one of the biggest hits. When the Lord said he was issuing judgment on a scroll against gender agendas, he wasn't playing, because this out is a huge hit to that agenda. And it keeps growing by the day. So pray for these people. Pray for these people, because I'm serious. They need some serious prayer and repentance for the amount of filth and perversion they have immersed themselves in and steeped themselves in like a bag of tea. They have done this, and it has seeped all the way into their soul. And these people need prayer for it. Now, what does the Bible say about this? Because we have to take this back to the Word. We have to take this nonsense. You know, the fact they hid this, what's going on, that they're not producing evidence, that, you know, we have to take all of this back to the Word. So what does the Lord say about this? 1 Corinthians 6:9. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Let me just... Jude 1:7. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Revelation 21:8. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Hebrews 13:4. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Romans 1:18-25. For all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness suppress and stifle the truth, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through his workmanship, so that they are without excuse and without defense. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks. It says in parentheses here, honor him as God or give thanks for his wondrous creation. On the contrary, they became worthless in their thinking, which means godless, with pointless reasonings and silly speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory and majesty and excellence of the immortal God for an image in the shape of mortal man and birds and four-footed animals and reptiles. Verse 24, therefore God gave them over in the lusts of their own hearts to sexual impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them, because by choice, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now, that's a lot to, that's a lot of New Testament scripture that points at how the Lord feels about this. And these are the Lord's words. So if you have a problem with it, you take it up with him, because these are his words. And this is a lot of New Testament scripture here that is supporting exactly how detestable and abominable the Lord believes these things are. It's not just Old Testament. It is all over the New Testament. It doesn't mean God doesn't want them to repent, because he wishes none shall perish. So of course he wants them to repent and come to him. But he knows not all will. And that is their portion, for continually choosing unnatural desire, sexual immorality, and perversion. Now, I'm going to read this last excerpt. Let me see here. I want to see if it was allowed to summon oxen. I might read this last one here. Okay, I'm going to. This is February 19th, 2024. This is very recent, this word. And I'm going to read the first part of it to you, because it goes with this. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, June on your calendar may be riddled with pride. Remember, because they've marked Jude Pride Month. June on your calendar may be riddled with pride. However, around that time is marked for many falls and removals, says the Lord. And a very public resignation shall bring forth a dark horse, says the Lord. Watch, says the Lord, for the bait and switch to run ahead. And no matter who is brought forth, no matter who they attempt to place in that seat, it is mine to give, says the Lord. The kingdom of darkness may anoint, however, it does not hold up to my rulings and judgments. For I, the Lord, raise kings up and I bring them low. And I, the Lord, can do such in a single day. For I, the Lord, am not bound by time or space. And as they attempt to shuffle such a deck of fools and global thinkers, I, the Lord, shall throw a wrench and a hammer into their plans. There shall be a collapse of a platform from another gust of wind, says the Lord. Capitals, for it is my holy wind that shall gust through the nation, and change and repentance follows. Such a wind, that holy wind, shall encompass areas of your nation and Canada and South America. It shall encompass the high holy days, for there shall be signs to the day that occur that signal a major changing of the guard and shifting of the branches of government. And they are set to be pruned, says the Lord, in America and in Israel, says the Lord. For the wind of Ruach Elohim is blowing in the government of Israel, and it shall shake the branches, and the leaves shall fall off. And the Lord goes on about that. But the part I wanted to read to you was the first part, around the time of June on your calendar, which may be riddled with pride, but around that time is marked for many falls and removals. Now, he just doesn't say in the U.S. Around that time is marked for many falls and removals. I wanted to read that to you because this was given February 19, 2024, given now what has broken out in France, in the DOJ, in some of these court cases we discussed, because I only entertain talking about some of this stuff if it has to do with prophecy. Because we're seeing a thread here that is running around the globe right now. And that thread is that this time has been marked for the justice of Yahweh to enter into many nations and to enter into many industries and to enter into government and to enter into Hollywood and to enter into government in other nations and to enter into the corporate sector. The justice of Yahweh. And that's the thread here. has gone out into the earth. And this is why these things are being unearthed, exposed, tables turned over, shakeups happening right now. We see what's going on in England right now, too, with what is going on with the royal family. I think one of them has absolutely had enough. And we'll see what happens from here. But I think one of them who married in has absolutely come to the end of their rope. And this may be the one that really goes after them. And I'm not talking about Meghan. So we'll see about that too. But this stuff, for me to wrap my head around, and I prophesy it from the Lord, but you still, in your flesh, trying to wrap your head around the depths of brokenness in the soul and in the mind, and it to go to the depths of such darkness and perversion for power. And it's just like you try to think about it and wrap your head around it. And it is, but you know what? The Lord looks right at it, sees it, and then he decides he's going to unearth it. You see, because these people that hold this power in such a corruptible state, whether it's with P. Diddy, whether it is in Hollywood, whether it's with the leader of France, whether it's the White House here in the United States of America, whether it's leadership in Israel, the Lord sees it and he pinpoints it. And then he marks it at the appointed time to be turned over, exposed, turned on its head, and force removals from it. And I'm telling you, the Vatican is tied to this. The Vatican is tied to this, and that is going to come out. And that's why they tried to get ahead of this in November of 2023 with the leader of France. They are absolutely complicit, and that is going to come out into the open. So we, as soldiers in the army of the living God and servants of the Most High God, we need to be in prayer and discerning and in God's word, because this is a cesspool. And Daniel lived in a cesspool in Babylon. He grew up in a cesspool type of environment, and he was able to keep himself righteous before God. Obadiah grew up in the cesspool of Jezebel and Ahab's court, was able to keep himself righteous before God. It is possible in a cesspool, when you are in this constantly and in communion with the Lord, to keep yourself righteous in the midst of a cesspool. In the church right now, part of it has become a cesspool. You got pastors with lust issues, pastors putting out perverted things. You've got pastors, you know, selling out to wokeism. You've got the recruited church. The recruited church that has been recruited by the globalists, by underground societies to pump what is defiled into the people to keep them from ever operating in the true believer's authority. You have the voice of the media, which is filth in itself. And this is why we have to keep immersed every day in the word of God. Because when you're walking through all of that, the only way you're getting through it is if you hold on to the Lord and you cultivate that relationship. And you hold on to him with all that you have. And you let him be that lamp that guides you and maneuvers you through it. Because we think this is something, I'll tell you something interesting too. This, not only did the P. Diddy thing break on the heels of Purim, this thing with Macron and Brigitte or Jean-Michel or whoever they think they are, broke on the heels of Purim also. We are 9 days away from Purim. And these things are coming out in the open. Do we really think that this is a coincidence? Do we really think? Because once we enter Purim, we enter a 39-day window where you're going to have Purim, Eclipse, Passover. And that is going to trigger some things in the spirit and in the natural when Passover concludes, where we are going to have our jaws on the floor, watching what goes on, because it's going to get real bumpy. And I'm telling you, this election in November takes place. If you think Trump's going to get in and it's immediately going to be hunky-dory, think again. Because you're going to have a lot of enraged individuals. And we have to prepare ourselves for that. So this is why we have to armor up every day, equip ourselves, be in the Word, be able to discern these things, listen to what the Lord has to say, because in the book of Numbers, it says, your sin shall find you out. Your sins shall find you out, because they will continuously point a big red arrow of warning till somebody, the veil is removed and they see that arrow and they start following the evidence until it is unearthed, what has been hidden. God says in the book of Amos, he does nothing until he reveals his secrets first to his servants, the prophets. The Lord knows all the secrets. It's a matter of the appointed time of them being revealed. And this is what we see happening. And this is why I wanted to go over this with you today, because of what's fulfilling, basically, what we're watching fulfill before our very eyes. So listen for the Lord. Learn to hear him in the noise. Listen for him in the quiet space too, but learn to hear him in the middle of the noise. So we're going to keep kind of following this and seeing where this goes, because it's getting deeper by the day. We'll see if this ends up in Macron resigning, because this comes also on the heels of the French farmers coming with all of their farming equipment and spraying manure over the government buildings of France. Yes, this happened. There was an enormous protest. The French farmers have been bared down on by Macron, and they came with their farming trucks and they sprayed and pelted manure, piles of it. Now, what I find prophetic about that, before we close, is that piles of manure, you can't miss them, and they stink. And I believe that was a prophetic physical sign pointing at the manure that was about to come out about the leader of France. So I believe the order of the French farmers doing that and then this breaking is prophetic in nature. So just think about that one too, and pray for the French farmers. They need it. Pray for them also. But yes, they did spray manure all over the government buildings. So I think this is where we're going to end for tonight. We'll put everything up on the blog. We'll put the report up on the blog so you could go read it for yourself. We are going to keep watching this, but this is causing a massive media meltdown, and it is shaking France. It literally is beginning to shake the foundations of France, and we may see a resignation come from this. So we'll keep you posted on that, and we will be back on early next week. There are some things I'm looking at, not only that the Lord has pointed out to me in the book of Ezra, but there's something else he dropped into my spirit that I have been researching. And while I was on the plane coming back from Tulsa, he actually dropped it in my spirit. And I'm researching it for next week. So we are hoping to go live early next week, Monday or Tuesday. I believe Monday we have Andrew Sorcini on, which means probably we will be going live on Tuesday with this or Wednesday. So we will announce, but we will be coming on with the things that I'm kind of tracking right now with the Lord. Book of Ezra is huge right now. If you haven't read the book of Ezra, you need to go read it. You literally need to go read the book of Ezra start to finish. I highly encourage it right now. So we'll talk about that next week, along with something else that I'm researching and praying about that we're going to do. We're going to do a prophetic teaching on. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We're so glad you could join us. We're going to put my pillow up in a minute, but we want you to and encourage you every day. I do it for me and Chris. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6 every day. Psalm 91, Psalm 23, Psalm 34 and 35. I encourage you, especially Psalm 91 and Psalm 23. I really encourage you to speak those Psalms daily. And Ephesians chapter 1 and 3 from the Believer's Authority, there are scriptures I quote every day from that, because the eyes of our understanding need to be enlightened by God. We need to see what he sees. We need our view to come up, so we're seeing things from his view and not from our view. And also the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way. It is a very, very important order of prayer. It is a very important order where God's will comes first. Your will does not. And so I encourage you to say that as well and take note of that. Also, we're going to put up My Pillow at the end. And there's Duchess Pig in a Blanket on her My Pillow dog bed. And you can use promo code ARC to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have amazing slippers, bathrobes, pajamas. They have sheets. They have pillow toppers for your mattresses. I mean, there's so much more than just pillows. We want to be able to be a blessing to Mr. Mike Lindell with everything he is going through right now. So go to MyPillow.com today. See what they have. Check it out. Use promo code ARC. Oh, yes. This I'm very excited about. We have just got in at the Ark of Grace shop, the Justice of Yahweh t-shirt. So you can go to arcofgrace.myspreadshop.com to order it. But yes, our team was able to create a Joy Justice of Yahweh shirt since that is the temperature we are in right now. It'll put the fear of God in you real fast, and it'll be a good reminder to you wearing this shirt about what God's justice is. We should have a healthy fear of God, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the word of God says. And so basically you can go there, and if you wanna check it out and get that shirt. Thank you, everyone. We appreciate you. Thanks to our team. God bless you. Keep the faith. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Be in prayer. Be sober-minded and vigilant right now, for the enemy roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. And we will see you early next week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord, because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. It is an alternative to big pharma based on quantum physics, over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to big pharma.
We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues.
I tried the pain patches and they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on. And we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old. And from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips. So we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I walked him out. And wow, he's boom, and he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda, what
did you do to him?
So it's good.